up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Men and machinery so crammed at Roosevelt Terrace on Saturday. 17-year resident Rick Smith says the scene looked like a Transformers movie. The fire chief says it took 8 heavy-duty tow trucks, 12 hours on Saturday, to hoist upright a 46-ton construction crane that toppled over the day before. The crane became stuck on Friday after the driver completed a job on Roosevelt, which parallels Coast Highway south of Nye's Place. The job was lifting and depositing a table-sized fountain in the backyard of a three-level remodel. When the driver's front wheels descended onto steep Hinkle, the crane's right rear wheels lifted off the ground. The fire chief says the driver tried to redistribute the crane's weight and re-anchor the wheels by raising the boom, but the maneuver went downhill, literally, with the boom and crane tipping over and puncturing the roof of a house. Neither the driver nor the occupants were hurt, and the city is still tallying the cost, a tab the crane operator's insurer will be asked to pay. Some residents on Hinkle, Roosevelt, and Alexander grew impatient about being trapped in their homes for Friday night and most of Saturday. Expect to see others shortly at City Council with complaints about building on their streets, contributing to a lack of clearance at the intersection. The dedication and vigor of the Susan G. Komen Orange County chapter paid off in earning recognition as Affiliate of the Year. Out of 120 affiliates in the U.S. and Europe, Komen Orange County was ranked first for exhibiting the best overall effort in advancing the Komen vision and promise to end breast cancer forever. Lisa Walter of Laguna Beach leads the OC branch. The local branch takes an innovative approach to save lives. Besides building outreach to African-American women and Latinas with bilingual volunteers, last October its volunteers began a breast tissue collection project, the first of its kind west of the Mississippi. More than 200 women from Vietnamese to Samoan volunteered to provide a small sample of their healthy breast tissue and blood for research. The Pet Rescue Center could use an assist itself. The public can help the organization founded by Laguna Beach resident Blythe Wheaton by gathering a team to compete, buy a sponsorship, or donate items to upcoming events. Save the date for the second annual Ford Peterson Charity Golf Tournament on Friday, September 19th, and the Lawn Bowl for Rescue Tournament in Laguna Beach on Saturday, October 18th, 2014. Laguna locals Nick and Allison Alexander took time on Saturday to sign the nomination papers of City Council candidate Rob Zerschmid. They weren't alone. 34 Oak Street neighbors turned out to sign the official papers that the candidate submits to the county registrar in order to qualify for the November ballot. Zerschmid says just about every nonprofit and several local businesses are represented by our Oak Street neighbors. The deadline for challengers to file nomination papers is August 13th, while incumbents must file by August 18th. Zerschmid is among a declared field with two incumbents and three other challengers angling for three city council seats. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.